Chapter 37. Vinicius to Lydia. Hast thou ever been in Antium, my dear one, with Aulus and Pomponia? If not, one shall be happy when I show this place to thee. All the way from Laurentans there is a line of villas along the seashore, and Antium itself is an endless succession of palaces and porticos, whose columns in fair weather see themselves in the water. I, too, have a residence here right over the sea, with an olive garden and a forest of cypresses behind the villa, and when I think that the place will sometime be thine, its marble seems whiter to me, its groves more shady, and the sea bluer. Oh, Lydia, how good it is to live and love! Old Menicles, who manages the villa, planted rises on the ground under myrtles, and at sight of them the house of Aulus, the impluvium, and the garden in which I sat near thee, came to my mind. The rises will remind thee, too, of thy childhood's home, therefore I am certain that thou wilt love Antium and this villa. Immediately after our arrival I talked long with Paul at dinner. We spoke of thee, and afterward he taught. I listened long, and I say only this, that I zuild I write like Petronius, I should not have power to explain everything which passed through my soul and my mind. I had not supposed that there could be such happiness in this world, such beauty and peace of which hitherto people had no knowledge. But I retain all this for conversation with thee, for at the first free moment I shall be in Rome. How could the earth find place at once for the Apostle Peter, Paul of Tarsus, and Caesar? Tell me this. I ask because I passed the evening after Paul's teaching with Nero, and dost thou know what I heard there? Well, to begin with, he read his poem on the destruction of Troy, and complained that never had he seen a burning city. He envied Priam, and called him happy just for this, that he saw the conflagration and ruin of his birthplace. Whereupon Tigellinus said, Speak a word, O divinity, I will take a torch, and before the night passes thou shalt see blazing Antium. But Caesar called him a fool. Where, asked he, should I go to breathe the sea air, and preserve the voice with which the gods have gifted me, and which men say I should preserve for the benefit of mankind? Is it not Rome that injures me? Is it not the exhalations of the Subura, and the Esquiline which add to my hoarseness? Would not the palaces of Rome present a spectacle a hundredfold more tragic and magnificent than Antium? Here all began to talk, and to say what an unheard tragedy the picture of a city like that would be, a city which had conquered the world turned now into a heap of gray ashes. Caesar declared that then his poem would surpass the songs of Homer, and he began to describe how he would rebuild the city, and how coming ages would admire his achievements, in presence of which all other human works would be petty. Do that! Do that! Exclaimed the drunken company. I must have more faithful and more devoted friends, answered he. I confess that I was alarmed at once when I heard this, for thou art in Rome, Carissima. I laugh now at that alarm, and I think that Caesar and his friends, though mad, would not dare to permit such insanity. But still, see how a man fears for his love. I should prefer that the house of Linus were not in that narrow Trans-Tiber alley, and in a part occupied by common people, who are less considered in such a case. For me, the very palaces on the Palatine would not be a residence fit for thee. Hence I should wish also that nothing were lacking thee of those ornaments and comforts to which thou art accustomed from childhood. Go to the house of Aulus, my Lydia. I have thought much here over this matter. If Caesar were in Rome, news of thy return might reach the Palatine through slaves, turn attention to thee, and bring persecution, because thou didst dare to act against the will of Caesar. But he will remain long in Antium, and before he returns slaves will have ceased to speak of thee. Linus and Ursus can be with thee. Besides, I live in hope that before Palatine sees Caesar, thou, my goddess, shalt be dwelling in thy own house on the Carina tilde. Blessed be the day, hour, and moment in which Lucilius shall cross my threshold. And if Christ, whom I am learning to accept, efforts this, may his name be blessed also. I shall serve him, and give life and blood for him. I speak incorrectly. We shall serve him, both of us, as long as the threads of life hold. I love thee, and salute thee with my whole soul. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.